It was Dewey Bartlett who promoted the Okie image.
Yes. At first, we didn't get along. I was his lieutenant governor. So we had a Republican governor. I was his Democratic lieutenant governor. And we kind of had some issues, but I didn't think a lieutenant governor's role was to bring bad stuff to the governor. I also thought, though, and he agreed finally, that the lieutenant governor was elected and he should be doing something. That's when I became chairman of tourism and stuff. But Dewey Bartlett, and I told him, Dewey Bartlett was the first governor that could have been reelected under the law. During his administration, we changed the law that a governor could succeed himself. So Bartlett became the first governor to run for reelection. He was our second Republican governor, Henry Bellman being the first. Bartlett, whose brother had a place on Grand Lake, where we are right now. Bartlett worked on the image. He agreed the same thing. But in my opinion, he picked the wrong word. I picked Oklahoma, exclamation point, like in the song. He picked Okie. And I was telling him, I said, Governor, there's just enough people that are resentful of the word Okie. It doesn't make any difference whether they're Democrat or Republican. I said, you're going to get the Republican votes, the dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, you're going to get them. The dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, you're going to lose them. Those in between that are registered Democrat or registered Republican but will vote either way, with the term Okie, you're going to offend just enough people to lose the election. And I think that's what he did. He came out with the OP brand. He had a little pin, and it was OKIE, Oklahoma Key to Industry and Enterprise, OKIE. He came out with an Okie steak, like a Kansas City sirloin. He had an Okie steak. He got with the Restaurant Association of Oklahoma, I guess it was, and they cut a special steak. They actually had a branding iron. You could go into a restaurant, and they would cook your steak, but first they would brand the word Okie on it. There are just enough people that I don't care what good he does, I'm not going to vote for him because I don't like the word Okie. I'm convinced that that image of that word defeated him for re-election.
So he used it for a campaign.
Not his personal campaign. It was a campaign to promote
Oklahoma.
Pride. It was a campaign to promote pride in Oklahoma, but he used the word Okie. Mm-hmm. You'd go to his office and he'd put a pin on you that would say Okie.
He had it standing for something, and we took it from the song, Okie from Muskogee.
No, Okie from the Grapes of Wrath. Now, the song Okie from Muskogee came along, and that's kind of fun, but it was the Okie from the Grapes of Wrath is the Okie that people resented. Because, see, John Steinbeck's story was about Okies.
Yes.
Okies who left Kansas, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, in the Midwest particularly, and went to California during the Great Depression and Dust Bowl. They were all called Okies regardless of where they were from. So Bartlett, I appreciated his effort to try to build state pride, but to do it around the word Okie, it just ticked people off. Isn't that a strange reason that you can serve successfully 4 years as governor? You can do a good job. He did a good job. 4 years as governor, Dewey Bartlett did a good job. And then, in my opinion, the term Okie in his administration, just as he was running for re-election, did him in.